The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to the Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please, be seated. So, we all have a favorite Christmas movie. Yeah? What's yours? Ooh, put on the spot. So, mine is The Bishop's Wife, the old black and white with Cary Grant. He plays an angel come to grant the prayers of the bishop's wife, played by Loretta Young. At the end of the movie, once many prayers have been answered, the bishop, David Niven, gives a sermon. It's short. I've made it longer. It starts, "Tonight, I want to tell you the story of an empty stocking. Once upon a midnight clear, there was a child's cry. A blazing star hung over a stable, and wise men came with birthday gifts. We haven't forgotten that night over the centuries. We celebrate it with stars, on Christmas trees, with the sound of bells, and with gifts, but especially with gifts. I give you a tie. Aunt Martha has always wanted an orange squeezer, and Uncle Henry can do with a new pipe. We forget nobody, adult or child. All the stockings are filled. All that is, except one. And we have even forgotten to hang it up. The stocking for the child born in the manger. It's his birthday we're celebrating. Don't let us ever forget that. We have indeed forgotten that. We've forgotten the miracle of Christmas, which, I might add, did not just happen on 34th Street. The miracle of Christmas is that God speaks to us today, not just through movies, old and new, but through the Bible that teaches us about Jesus the Christ. Christmas is a time of celebration of the greatest message ever. God is with us. God came near to us so that we could draw near to him. Jesus, by coming as a human baby, by living a life pleasing to God, saved us from sin and refreshed our feeble relationship with God. For God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to redeem it. God's gift to us is the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. No matter what your circumstances, God loves you and wants you with him. God sees no one as insignificant. As Christians here at Christ the King, this bright, shining church on the hill, we are called not just to be the arms of Christ, but to also bring the light of God wherever we go. To bring light into a dark place. To bring understanding, tolerance, and hope to the world. Quick message to those out there who may need a little help. Today is the winter solstice. It is darkest just now. Dark and gloomy. I get it. It's precisely how some people do feel this time of year. Dark and gloomy. The holiday cheer, the lights, the sounds, the smells can conjure despair for some people. And we need to be ready when it does. Ready to believe. I believe the days seem shorter and the nights longer. I anticipate the days becoming longer soon. More than that, I know it to be true. Today is the solstice. Now, at the end of Advent, we anticipate the birth of Christ any day now. Wait and watch and believe. Faith, belief, anticipation, longing, all of those in a want for God. Faith in God. Faith can remain when we're waiting in the cold and the dark. Remember that God is there in the dark with you, waiting. We can show our belief in the form of prayer. Throughout the Bible, we are told to pray at all times, frequently, genuinely. We need to trust that God is there and be faithful in our prayers. Why? Because there is good news. In fact, it's the best news. Luke 2, the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord, our gift." It's not just about gifts or food, but a time to remember that there is love in the world, a time for peace and love, joy and family, community. As we come to the celebration of Jesus' birth, let us pray we hear God's word and receive the grace God gives. On Wednesday, remember to wish the Christ child a happy birthday. The sermon in The Bishop's Wife ends with this. Let us ask ourselves what he would wish for most, and then let each put in his share. Loving kindness, warm hearts, and a stretched out hand of tolerance. All the shining gifts that make peace on earth. Amen.